I was just talking on the air on Saturday about how great our city looked, how vibrant it felt downtown, and just how wonderful of a resource we have here. Through all the warts sometimes of our city, and of course we have them, we really do have it made here in so many ways. Isaac Reisman, I imagine, would echo a lot of that. That's because he's from Choose Chicago and also probably just loves our city too. Hey, Isaac, how are you doing?
Hey, John, you said it perfectly. Great to be here.
Yeah. You guys just hosted the IPW, U.S. Travel Association's IPW. What the heck is that?
Yeah, great question. So IPW, it's really one of, if not our most important event this year. It's put on by the U.S. Travel Association, and it's an event where we bring in thousands of travel media and travel buyers from around the world, where they come to the United States to meet with destinations, to book business, and to learn more about travel to the United States. So it's a huge deal every year, and it's a really, really big deal that it was in Chicago just a couple weeks ago.
So like people that run travel agencies or have resorts or have things, they come to one place to gather. This year it happened to be Chicago. And
yeah,
you know, a bunch of other places and destinations are showed off like any other trade show. But to have it in your city is like a cherry on top, or maybe it's the whipped cream too.
Absolutely. It's all that. It's really the entire Sunday. Because it isn't just, you know, every city is here, was here pitching their destination, but we were the only city that could really show them. We could really show what it's like to take an architecture river cruise, to go to a Cubs game, to experience our beautiful lakefront and river and all our 77 neighborhoods. We could actually show them instead of just telling them. So it was really an amazing opportunity.
How do you get a show like that? We haven't had it in 11 years or so. I imagine there's a lot you guys do that people don't see behind the scenes to convince these places, whether it's IPW or these other trade shows or whatever. I mean, you guys put in a lot of work to sell our city to these events, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing. We were actually scheduled to have it in 2021. That was obviously pushed back because of COVID. But we've always wanted and relished this opportunity. We've been planning, had been planning for over a year and a half to put this together. So it was really a lot of work to put it together. And we worked really closely with the U.S. Travel Association, our partners at the state level, to make it happen. And it was a huge success.
We talk a lot about when a trade show comes here, there's dollars in not only obviously the people that have to stay in the hotels and the restaurants, but there's kind of like these untold dollars of the people that came. They go back and they tell their friends in Boston or New York or San Antonio, wherever they came from, or Japan, wherever, internationally. Oh, Chicago was great. That one phrase, I had a great time in Chicago, it's gold to a city like ours. So how do you measure this, which is literally a show that is amplified? Because the people that saw Chicago at IPW, their job is to sell people on where to go. I mean, it's almost immeasurable.
Yeah, the U.S. Travel Association measures the impact of the show on travel to the United States as a whole at $26 billion. So it is a huge, huge, important show. And they know that the impact on the host city is gets a much larger portion of that than other cities. So what we're going to be doing is tracking international travel over the next year, over the next couple of years. And we're really expecting to see some really positives come out of this opportunity to host IPW.
What do people overseas think of Chicago? I know you're going to paint a rosy picture. Maybe you truly believe it. I know that's part of your job too at Choose Chicago, because I feel like some of the most negative stuff we hear about Chicago are from people in our own backyard. I don't know if that is translated overseas or to the far reaches of where people come from. What's your reaction to that or thoughts?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And I think you're exactly right. The negatives that we hear, that we sometimes say about our city, that's regional, that's local, that's national. Those we're happy to say. That isn't a lot of what people hear on the international level. The challenge is a lot of people on the international level don't know anything about Chicago. They know about New York. They know about L.A. They know about Miami or Vegas. So it's both a challenge of ours, but also an opportunity, right? I talked to so many visitors at IPW a couple weeks ago that it was their first time in Chicago, and they didn't really have a formed opinion until they got here, and then they were blown away. right? So that's what we're working on doing, is to make sure that people visit Chicago, see all those great things, and then go back, as you said, and tell their friends. And in this instance, tell, you know, travelers from Japan, from Germany, from Canada and Mexico, from our neighbors as well, hey, you got to add Chicago to your list.
I know it's not universal, but Miami comes up first for people ahead of Chicago internationally?
Miami is definitely an international city. You know, yeah. We know that we have an opportunity to really grow our international market. You know, we know that there are cities that are ahead of us, and we know we're better than them. So we got to really work to take a larger share of the international visitor.
No, I think it's good to know that, right? And we could all say, well, we know we're better. And I know you mean that both tongue-in-cheek and in reality, of course. But I think it's good to know. No, sometimes other travelers, international travelers, do not think of Chicago like that. Let's be honest of the assessment and let's work on it.
Yeah. And we had last year, we had over 2 million visitors, international visitors, which we were really happy with that number. It was our first time over 2 million since the pandemic. But we know that there's room to grow. That 2 million, like, there's a lot more visitors out there that we can get to Chicago.
I bet you're glad IPW is in June and not February.
Oh, yeah. The weather was amazing. I think we had one day out of rain out of a 6-day trip. We'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do a lot of work at Choose Chicago. A lot of it's good. I think a lot of people see the slogans and stuff and either nod along or maybe roll their eyes. Or we hear from people, of course, that, you know, oh, Chicago, it's, you know, the crime, obviously, a story and an important one at that. But I think the work that you guys do to get people to come here through trade shows is so important and maybe a little unsung. So thanks for sharing that story with us, Isaac, and come back again. I'd love to have more candid conversations about our city and how we get more people here.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to it.